Meanwhile, the handmaids were busy preparing food, but Ulysses did not eat. "Why dost thou sit, Ulysses, as though thou wert dumb?" asked Circe. Ulysses answered, "Who could think of meat and drink when such things have befallen his companions?" Then Circe led the way, holding her wand in her hand, and opened the doors of the pens and drove out the swine that had been men. Then she rubbed on each of them another mighty drug, and lo, they became men again, only younger and fairer than before. Then she said, "Go, Ulysses, to thy ship and bring thy comrades back with thee." Ulysses returned to his ship, and his men were glad to see him. Together they all went to the dwelling of Circe, who feasted them royally. They remained with her a whole year. Selah and Charybdis. But when the year was past, Ulysses begged Circe to send him home to Ithaca, as she had promised. She answered, "I would not have thee remain in my house unwillingly, but thy return shall be difficult, because thou hast angered Poseidon, king of the sea, by blinding his son, Polyphemus." And Circe told Ulysses all that should happen to him, saying, "First, thou wilt come to the island of the Sirens, who sing so sweetly that whoever hears them at once forgets wife and child and home. Do thou, then, close with wax the ears of thy companions, and make them bind thee to the mast, so that thou mayest hear the song and yet take no hurt. And bid them, when thou shalt pray to be loosed, not to yield, but rather to bind thee the more. Another peril lies in thy path. Thou must go through a strait, where there is a rock on either side. In one rock dwells Selah, a horrible monster with 12 unshapely feet and 6 long necks, a head on each. Think not to escape her, Ulysses, for with each head she will take one of thy companions.